Yes, we're holding Siftes. So one of the shahs the Rebbe asked before was that the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs writes, when the Rambam is mevar the mitzvah, he says, Lishmer HaMikdash, that there should be guards by the Mikdash, we should guard the Mikdash, V'lelecha Sviv V'tamid, and to always walk around the Mikdash. The shayla is, what's this prat, L'lelecha Sviv V'tamid? If the Shemira was to have guards pashit, to guard the Mikdash from Oivim V'listim, let's say, so if for the sake of guarding you have to have someone that you roam around the entire time, so then it's a prat, it's not an inib ifnasim, then it's a prat in the shemrim. You have to have guards there. Guards are there to make sure that no one comes. So then avadis, if there's a need to have someone, a guard roaming around, so that's a prat in lishmer. That you don't have to say every single detail the guards have to do. You have to guard it. And ourselves will understand what guarding entails. But befrat, according to the Rambam, and the Rambam says, L'lecha siv v'tamid, that's an inib ifnasim, that you should walk around the bayis. So what's meant? Number two, the Rambam himself holds that the Shmir is not Pachad Eben Velistim, but like the Sifri, that is Mipnei Kovid. So what's Nidrash Mipnei Kovid? There should be guards. So there should be someone walking around. Saivis said the Shmir is not inside the Pachad Eben Velistim. Just that the Bayis should have guards there. That's a Shivis for the Bayis, Kovid Abayis, that there should be guards there. Good, so you have guards there. Why do you have to have someone walking around? So the Rebbe says like this, in Siftes, Pianal. That avada there's a mitzvah to guard the mitzvah. What's the teichin of mitzvah? What's the definition of this shmirah? Shegeder shmirah zu, b'pnei akavid hu. And what's b'shteit this shmirah? The uniqueness of this shmirah is she yashemrim sviv ve'enim masichim daitim imenu. So avada the mitzvah is you should have guards there. But what's the teichin of these guards? That they're always worried about the bias. That they're always conscious of the bias. They're never ignoring the bias. That's the techen of the Shmira. Not the etzem fact that they're guarding the bayis, but the fact that their minds are always conscious of the bayis. There's no etzach das. So if he's will understand, Yishlam, because of a Rambam, as a prat b'fnei a separate inyan, the leches v'vitamid, the shaychas l'mitzvah Shmira Samikdash. So what's the shaychas, what's the inyan of walking around? What does it have to do with Shmira Samikdash? And what's this specific role of walking around the bayis? Dr. Abazi. So the Mishnah says, and the Rambam brings it to Allah, the Mishnah says like this, Tana Ishar Abayis, Hayi Mechazra, Kol Mishmer, a Mishmer, there was Ishar Abayis, which is a Muna on the Tzarchi Ahar, and he used to walk around by all the Mishmeris, V'chol Mishmer, She'en E'emid, Nikashu Yashin, Chefti B'makul. He used to make sure that anybody that's sleeping, he wakes him up, and make sure that no one is sleeping. He would give an Einish for those that sleep. So his Tafkid was to make sure that there shouldn't be a matzah that the guards fall asleep during their Shmer. Side by waking them up and side by giving an einish for it, so that would that would prevent from the shemrim from falling asleep. So the Rebbe says like this: Mikivan she'inin hashmirah b'pnei akavid, humash em asichem da'itim imenu. If the function of the shmirah was for the etzem fact of having guards to guard the bayis, so then if you have guards, even if they're sleeping, let's say, but you have guards there, so that the guards itself is m'pnei akavid. If the purpose of guards was m'pnei avin v'listims, then avada. If he's sleeping, it's a problem. But according to the Rambam, the whole nekud of shmir is m'pnei akavid loy. So that's the fact that you have guards, you have shemrim there. And even if one mishmer is sleeping, that's nish geferla. You have guards l'poel there, so that's a kavid l'bayis, that you have a security guard. Masha'inkin, since we say that in Nashmir is the teichen, a mitzvah is. Not for the sake of guarding, but for the sake that there shouldn't be hesach das shem asichem da'itim imenu. So now, harayish harabayis b'shoa shahilich sviva imimishmer lemishmer. Which what was his job? Laftiach to assure shamishmer leyishem v'yaseach da'itim. His focus was to make sure that the kain in which we're being shamer are not being masiach das. They don't fall asleep. And they're always alert and conscious of the bayis. So kumtais that harayza heipich his chadas b'yaser says. So if the shlil of hesach das, the shlil of ignoring the bias in a much stronger way. The etz, in fact, that there's guards there, which their job is to worry for the bias and to guard the bias, that's also a shlil of hesach das. But the etz, in fact, that there's guards doesn't necessarily, is not shlil a matziv, that they shouldn't be fully alert. Because a guard mitzadatzmi could be a matziv of yisha. Through this ishara bayis, which his tafkid was to make sure that there shouldn't be a matzav of sleeping, there shouldn't be a matzav of he was being shelo, the efsharus, that someone should come to a state of falling asleep. He was preventing that they should be fully alert. So it comes out that it's hepech hesach das b'yaser. He's being that's being shelo the inin of hesach das in a much stronger way, that there shouldn't be even the possibility, shouldn't be the option of falling asleep. Because through the ancient kayetzav of this ishara bayis, he prevented the inin of hesach das, the inin of sleeping. Which, so that's an inyan, that's teichen mitzvah shmiras hamikdash. So the Rebbe says like this. First of all, the shaychas between the lelecha sviv etamid, the function of the lelecha sviv etamid is someone that should make sure that the guards are always alert and awake. Which, in what is that a yisafah? That's a yisafah in the shtil of the hesach das of the shemrim. That's a yisafah. The hesach das of the shemrim gufa, if the etz in fact that there's guards there, there's an asin asmakim for not being fully alert too. And even, there's a mashmas in the sikha that even if the guards do fall asleep, but since the fact that they're standing there is because they're essentially guarding the mikdash and they're worried about the mikdash, so even if they doze off, it's not necessarily hesach hadas lagamri. Because at the end of the day, they're not abandoning and ignoring the bias. They're there for the sake of guarding. But the fact that this ishara bias is preventing, that there shouldn't be the possibility of falling asleep, there shouldn't be a possibility of hesach das, so that's making that the bias should be much more conscious, being shayla legamri the inyan of abandoning and ignoring the bias in a much stronger way. So that's a safa, and that's a inyan in the mitzvah and the teichon of shmiras hamikdash. Shmiras hamikdash is not just the act of guarding, but shmiras hamikdash is the inyan of being shayla hesach das. So that's the etzem shayches between the lechas vivi tamid to the mitzvah of shmiras hamikdash. But even though it's not mefurish here, but Niken Moshe said just another prat. Maybe that's also the taish of Hariz Hepi Ches Chadas B'Yeser Se'es. It's not just an addition, but it's also a new element in the Inyan. In other words, the Rambam says two prat. It comes out that Shmiras HaMikdash entails in itself two pratim. There's the etzem fact that you should have guards there. That's the Maisa Mitzvah, and that's clear in the Torah. You should have Shemrim. Even though the Teichon HaMitzvah is Heder Esach Das, but what was the Maisa Mitzvah Teiras Mitzav in order to assure the Heder of Esach Das? That is to have Shemrim there. So you have the etzem fact that there's Shemrim, that ever brings before. The etzem fact that you have people around the bias the entire time. You have Anashim Svivei Tamid. The etzem fact that you have people that are always worried about the bias, that goof is also in and of Heder Esach Das. Then you have the Teichon HaMitzvah, the Nekuda of that the Beis Hamikdash is always conscious on Yidin's mind. It's always in our minds. So the very fact that you have Shemrim itself doesn't bring out in itself the teichin of Heder Esach Das, the teichin of fully being conscious of the bias. You have guards there. The Ishara Bayis, his sole function was to bring out the teichin HaMitzvah. He was there to make sure that the teichin HaMitzvah is being niskayim b'shleimus. Not just that you have practically, you have guards and you have people there. But more, he brings out the inner mashmos of the mitzvah, that the teichin is that we're always conscious of the bias. Who brings out through anhaga b'fnei atzma to bring out the teichin HaMitzvah, that's the one which his job is to reassure that there is no inyan of heipech hesach das from the bias. His old job was that there shouldn't be inyan of shina, which was the teichin of shina. They should always be alert. They shouldn't be ignoring in any way the bias. So what the Rebbe is saying is that in Lashon Ram Sefer HaMitzvahs, he's bringing out clearly the two nekudas of Shmiras HaMikdash. Since Shmiras HaMikdash is to bring out the kavod was vert uvgeton through Shmiras HaMikdash is. That brings out the centrality of the bias, that there's always people which are occupied with the building. And the building is always on people's minds, the Heder Esach Das. So the very fact that there's Shemrim, that's the aspect, the Maisa Mitzvah, that brings out the aspect that there's always people which are occupied with the bias. Then there's another Ishara bias, which his job is, he's mekayim the mitzvah in a way that he brings out the Teichon HaMitzvah in the most boilet and clear way, that the Teichon HaMitzvah is the inyan of Heder Esach Das, by the fact that his job is to make sure that the Shemrim are fully conscious of the bias. So the element of consciousness of the bias and not ignoring the bias, that's the job, and that he brings out the Teichon HaMitzvah Shemrim. That's the Rebbe's Lashon here, that through the Ishara Bayis, the Rebbe's Lashon is, through the fact that he's Maftiach, that means that he brings out the element of Heder Hesach Das in a much stronger way. Avada, the fact that there's guards there bring out the Hesach Das. But the fact that there's guards there don't bring out in itself the element of consciousness. That's that there's people around, there's guards there. Who brings out the element of consciousness in the strongest way? That's the Ishara Bayis. And so his inyan is to bring out Teichon Mitzvah Shmiras HaMikdash. The guards are the mice of Mitzvah Shmiras HaMikdash. The Ishara Bayis, his inyan is the Lelecha Svivei Tamid, that brings out the Teichon of Mitzvah Shmiras HaMikdash. The Teichon is not the Etzem Maisa Shmira, but the Heder HaEsach Das. Now, the Rebbe Zakta Zeh, according to what he just explained till now, that the Ishara Bayis is not just an external factor in the mitzvah. You have it's a mitzvah in sky through the shemim. You have guards there. Now, you have an ishara bias. In case a guard falls asleep, you have an ishara bias. But if the guard is not falling asleep, then he's making the mitzvah alone. And that's from shaman the ishara bias. The ishara bias is a side factor. According to what the Rebbe is explaining here, the ishara bias is always a part, he's always a part of the key mitzvah shmiras hamikdash. And he's always a chelik, and he's someone which is a chelik ikri in the mitzvah shmiras hamikdash, because even when the shemer is not falling asleep, but who's the one that's making sure? Which is shayla legamri the option of hesach das. His job is to be maftiach the heder of hesach das. That's the job of the ishara bayis. His job was not just in actuality standing there and guarding, and he's in actuality focused on the bayis. But his job is to reassure to reassure that there's no Ezech Das, to make sure there's no Ezech Das. So the Ish HaRabayis is really the one which is in charge, and the one which is in charge of all the Shem, because he's the one that's there to make sure, to reassure that none of the Shem are being Masiach Das. So first of all, the Ish HaRabayis is a chelik ikri in the Kiyum HaMitzvah, because the Kiyum HaMitzvah Shemiras HaMikdash is not only the fact that you have guards there, but also the fact that there is no Hesach Das, which the element of Hesach Das of the Mitzvah is niskayim through the Ish HaRabayis. Number two, the Ish HaRabayis, which his job was, to reassure, to be maftiach, the head of Hesach Das. So he is always the one which is giving direction, which is standing on top of, which is the one achroi. Let's say it like that. He's responsible that the mitzvah shmirah samidah should be niskayim through the shem in the shleimus dikaway. It shouldn't stand be in of shmirah, but it should be a shmirah which is shelo legamri hesach das. So who the one that is responsible that the kiyum mitzvah of the shemrim should be bekavanasi haruuya with the shleimus of hesach das? That's through the ishara bais. So Lefizel will understand another in. So Lefizel ish levar madisa b'mishnah the base of tina so base on nitzitz hoyu aliyas varev shemrim sham. Shit, the mission, the base of Tinus and base of Nitzah is there were aliyas there, and the Revim would guard in these places, the base of Tinus and base of Nitzah. B'gumar Isa, the Karel Lehem Revim, why? Because Limotu Lemevet Aveda. They were young. Revim is considered Ravi as young, youth. And the reason why they call them Revim is because they weren't shayach to do Aveda. They were younger than the age of doing Aveda. Now, what's this age? The Gemara doesn't say exactly what's this age. But Upirisha Mefarshim, the Hind of Chusim Yud Gimel, the Retzach that was claimed that were under Bar Mitzvah. They were under 13. So Kumtay is that in these two places, the Beis Haftin and the Beis HaNitzot, there's a mitzvah of Shmiras HaMikdash. The mitzvah of Shmiras HaMikdash is through the Kainim. And we have Limudin from Sukkim that there should be three places with the Kainim Hashem. And it comes that the two of out of these three places were in a Skyim through Kainim, which were under 13 years old. So Frek Menakashav, the Makshamaz, Frek, in the Mishnah Melech Frek. There brings some Beersheva, another say Beersheva Frek, that we can sign, Hey, Echinichu Mitzvah Zul Ektanim. How could it be that they're Mekayim the Mitzvah of Shemiras HaMikdash? Struk Tanim. She'enom B'nei Me'evid Mitzvah. Maise Kotten has no, a Maise Kotten is like a mechanical act. It's a Maise Kaif. It's a technical act. It doesn't have a shame of a Maise Mitzvah. Doesn't have a shame Shemira. Mitzad Hilchas Mitzvah, the Maise Kotten doesn't have a shame Shemira. It's just a mechanical, technical act. So we can sign a mekayim and the mitzvah, the ma'ase mitzvah of shmiras hamikdash through ktanim. Now that Rebbe was mevayer earlier, that the teichen hamitzvah is shezomis at hesach das, that the main function of shmirah is not the ma'ase shmirah itself, but it is the fact that through the shmirah there's no hesach das. L'chore kosher b'yeser. Heich inicho yeser l'ktanim shemem das. How could he say that the fact that ktanim are conscious of the mikdash, that their mind is on the mikdash, so that's mekayim the inyan of heder hesach das. Apidin and halacha katan's das has no relevance, has no chalais. So the fact that a katan's mind is thinking about the biases, yeah, conscious, not conscious, that is, plays no role in halacha because the katan embe das. So if he came and zog in the mekayim zain mitzvah shemir samidash, which teichne is heder hesach das through a katan. Oh. The Ish HaRabayis, his job was to reassure that the Teichen HaMitzvah is Niskayim B'Shleimus. So two things, B'Shaychus, the listener that we have from earlier. First of all, that he wasn't just a side thing, but he was the one responsible that the Shemrim do the Shmir in the most perfect way. The Teichen HaShmir is Heder Esach Das. Who was the one responsible that there should be Esach Das? Avad, the Shemrim Lepoel, they were guarding it. But who was the one responsible? He was Achroi that there shouldn't be the Efsharis for Heder Esach Das. He was responsible for it. That was his job, to make sure there's no Esach Das, there's no Shina. So he was the one that all the Shemir, he was responsible for the Shemir. That's number one. And number two is that what is his function? His function is to bring out the Teichen HaMitzvah B'Shleimus. The Shemirim, they do the act of Shemir. But the Ish HaRabayis, his job is to bring out the Teichen of Heder Esach Da'a. So Lefizek HaMazvah Zain Derzach. Sa'arizek HaGodol Eimad Al Gavav. Sh'oz B'kam V'kam Edvarim Sh'tzorach Machshav V'mahani Gam Aisekot. L'dugme. I mean, there's Pratim in Aris, but let's just state, just to Bechol L'Seinim. They have certain dinim that it's not enough. You have the mashal ksivas aget. It's not enough to have actually a maisa ksiva to write the get. But in order for the get to be kosher, you have to have also the kavana da that it should be written for the sake of this isha. So there's two tnaim in order for a get to be kosher. It has to be written, and it has to be written with the intention of lishma, with a das of lishma. Now a katan ain't like das, so he can't write the get l'shema isha because he has no das. The fact that he had in his mind to write the get for the isha, the satach nishkein doesn't have any relevance apidim. It's not effective apidim. But if he's doing it under the direction of a gadol, the gadol is directing him, and he's doing it under the gadol's direction, then the katan's das, the katan's ma'aseh ksiva, does have within also the element of machshava, because
the Maisa HaKotan, B'tzira from Achshava Shal HaGodol, Yemed Al Gabov, that makes that the Maisa HaKotan has within it the element of Das. So even though it's not like Nira V'Kavano L'Shma, that someone near the person writing the get should have a kavanah lishma. The nekuda is that the ksivas haget should have also an element of intention, of das. Even though the katan on his own has no das, but if the katan is doing the ma'isa under the directive of a gadol, so then the intention of the gadol is mitstarif with the katan's ma'isa. That the katan's ma'isa now contains also the element of das, the element of intention that the gadol has. Because he's not doing the ma'isa independent of the gadol. He's doing the ma'isa under the directive of the gadol. So the gadol's das is mahani, and it's pearl that the ma'isa katan also has the element of das. So the Rebbe says, I'll tell you, so you happen to get to isha, to get to shmira. There's a ma'isa mitzvah of shmira. There's the guarding. Then there's the teichna mitzvah of heder esach das. The gadol, the one that was responsible for the shemrim, he was the one, under his directive, in other words, he's the one that brings out the teichna of the mitzvah. What's the purpose of the shmira? The purpose is that we should always be conscious of the bias. And he was responsible for the shemrim. So the shemrim were under the gadol's direction. He was the one that his inyan was to bring out the teichen of the shmira, not just the ma'aseh shmira, but the teichen of the shmira. So he's a prat in the shmira of the shemrim, their shemrim, and his job was, the ish rabbi's job was to bring out the teichen of the shmira. That's the shem heder esach das. So it's as if when the katan is shemir under the directive, under the hadracha, let's say, of the gadol, he's doing a ma'aseh for this function, for the function that the gadol is playing forth. So now the katan's das also has the element of das. The katan's ma'isa also has the element of das, because he's doing it under the directive of the gadol. But that's only according to the Rebbe's beer, that the Isha Rabbi is the one that's responsible, and he's the one that's there to reassure that the teichen mitzvah is niskay. That the shemim are not just doing an act of shmira, but they're doing it with the das, with the intention of have that the bayis should be undermined, of heder esach das. That's his job. So lefi zeh, the shemir is under the directive and under the hadracha of the gadol. So you have a klal gadol emet lagabav, and in that case, the ma'is hakotan does have a teichen, because the das hagadol is mstarif with the ma'is hakotan. So that's for entering the shayla hechura the nabnei me'evid mitzvah. But that if the cotton is doing the ma'isa alone, then he's labnei me'evid mitzvah. But if the cotton is doing the ma'isa and he's doing it under the directive of a gadol, then the das hagadol is mistarif to the ma'isa hakotan, and there could be a chaleis shem mitzvah of shmiras hamikdash, the fizah. Is the Rebbe Meisiv Nachazach, befrat menidin didan. Rebbe is mechalik like this. She'ein tzar kavana machshav v'pil. Rebbe is mechalik that when you speak about, let's say, the dugma in of ksivas get, so in addition, let's say, to writing the get, you have to have also an element of das. It's not enough the ma'isa, you need an additional element. You have to have the element of das and kavana l'shma. So then, a katan doesn't have the ability to create the element of das. He could do a ma'isa, technical ma'isa he could do. But to create the element of das, that a katan can do. But if he has a gadol emed al gabav, so the gadol's das is mitztarif, as if the katan is doing it behemshach to the gadol's das. He's emed al gabav, so he's doing it under the gadol's directive. So the gadol's das is chal in the ma'isa katan. But in that case, the gadol has to always be there directing the katan. If there's one instant that the katan is writing the get without the directive of the gadol, then you don't have the element of das. You only have the element of ma'isa. The Rebbe says that's when you get to those dinim where you need to have a cheftz of das b'fnei atzma. The Rebbe says, in this case, in the mitzvah of shmira, you don't need an addition. Besides for the act of shmira, you also need to have an element of das. The Rebbe is saying here that be'etzem, the ma'isa shmira, when the ma'isa shmira is directed for the sake of being conscious of the bias, that itself is enough. It's not that you need to have a separate element of das. It's not a separate element of das. When the ma'isa mitzvah is with the teichen, with the mechuvan, with the direction of watching the mikdash, then is enough. In other words, there's a difference between, you say that there's a ma'isa in itself. A ma'isa in itself has no directive altogether. A kaif, a monkey does something. There's no content to that ma'isa altogether. There is no function at all to that ma'isa. Then you have a ma'isa which has a function. Not that it's an element of das necessarily. But the ma'isa has a certain yield, it has a certain kivun, there's a certain uptouch of what I'm doing over here. And then there is, besides for the quality of ma'isa, you have an additional quality of machshava. That says, neged to cover the shmira, you don't need to have an additional element that a kohen should be thinking about the ba'is. is the etzem fact that he's doing an act of guarding the bias, midem alim, that he's guarding the bias because he cares about the bias, because he's mechabed the bias, that in itself is the kiyum of Shmiras HaMikdash. That is, it's hedder esach das. He's occupied, he's factually occupied with the bias, he's around the bias. He's doing an act of guarding the bias. That itself is that his mind is not enough of the bias. Now, if the ma'isa shmira is a ma'isa kayv ba'alma, someone standing there, then it's not an act of being, of guarding the mikdash. It's not an act of doing something for the sake of the mikdash. It's tamazi, it's an act of ta'arinitayich. In order for the ma'isa to have a shame shmiras ha-mikdash, to have a shame that I'm not ignoring the mikdash, I'm not abandoning the mikdash, I'm guarding it. So it has to have a shame of guarding the mikdash. A katan can't create that in himself. A katan lapoil, his ma'isa, yes, he can do a technical ma'isa as if he's a kaif, like a monkey, which is not a gedder of guard. It's not a gedder of shmira. So it has no yachas at all to having the bias on your mind. So here the mitzvah is not having the bias on your mind. The mitzvah is guarding the bias, which that in itself is being connected, being attached, not being detached, not ignoring the bias, but that's in fact that you're guarding it. So the act, that's in fact of guarding, is a contact, is a heder of esach das. So here, what do you need the gadol's das? We need the gadol just to give a direction to the katan's ma'isa. It's not to add a new element to the katan's ma'isa, but it's to the ma'isa should have a taich. Not you need an element of machshava in itself. You need the element of das in itself. You need that the ma'isa katan should have that it's for a certain goal. It's for a certain purpose. There's a certain taich to the ma'isa. So for that, the Rebbe says like this. The etz, in fact, you're doing an act of guarding. Etz mamtzi shem sof mikdash. Etz, in fact, you're standing around the mikdash. That itself is covered the mikdash. And what's the techen of standing around? Because that's merik emasichem da'itimenu. So the reality of being there, being around the mikdash, that's the element of heder esach das. But you need has to have a shame of being around the mikdash. The ma'isa has to have a taich of being around the mikdash. If a kaif standing there has no yachas to the mikdash altogether, it happens to be that he's standing there. If a katan mitzad atzmi, he stayed there. What's the shaykhas that he's standing around the mikdash? So the ma'isa needs to have a certain kivun. It needs a certain direction. So for that, must be gambevish in aim at the gab of kolazma. Then you don't need the gadol to be there the constant time, because you don't need the element of das b'fnei atzmi. You need just the gadol there to bring out that the katan is doing it as there's a taich to this ma'isa. He's a guard of the mikdash. So you need the gadol just to express. You need the gadol there just to express the quality, the yield, the k'muchuvan that's in the katan's ma'is. For that, he doesn't have to be there the whole time. If he's there, if he's standing, if he's there, his man is man. He walks around. That itself brings out and gives a teichin to the ma'is ha-katan. If he's heilich, gamim she'irim the amid agav kol hazman. Or sheheilich sav hamikdash mechazir kol mishmer mishmer. That itself also gives a teichin to the ma'is ha-katan. Yeah, and the mele will have a shame ma'is mitzvah too, because if the katan's ma'is has a shame shmira. And you have the gadol emad agabav, so the shame ma'isa katan will also have a shame of ma'isa mitzvah. Now there's a need for more beer, which we're going to do the artist, but when it's smear up touch and etlecha pratim.